Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of heightened energy and ascension to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this sound activation. Welcome to those who are new and welcome back to those who are returning. This sound activation is the sound activation for the episode on the Mercury retrograde. So if you would like to check out the energies that we're working with, head on to the episode on the energies of this Mercury retrograde after the sound activation. And for now, let's just open ourselves to receive this activation, this sound transmission. A little bit of housekeeping. As always, sound healings are energy healings. So please make sure that you are in a quiet, comfortable space where you can truly be open to receive the transmission, receive the upgrades and the wisdom that is coming in, the healing. And of course, make sure that you create a special sanctuary around you, a special little ritual. You can light some candle, you can burn some incense. But the most important thing is, of course, your intention. So set the intention to allow yourself to receive. And the last bit of housekeeping is to be listening to this on a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. So no iHeartRadio. I mention them because they're notorious for a ton of advertisements cutting into the episode, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the person creating the podcast. Unless they are intentionally doing it because they're working for iHeartRadio. But anywho, no iHeartRadio. Make sure that you are listening to a platform that allows you to receive without advertisements. And with that sorted out, let's get started. So all you need to do is really be in a comfortable space. Be open to receive. You can have your palms up to receive the energy, or your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, on your hara, your yesod. And long, deep breathing, closing your eyes, allowing your body to settle and relax into this space. As we call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the east, the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts and our words. As I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energy. I ask that you fill our being of life, that you nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces, the seats of our creation. I call in healing, emotional clarity, and I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy reflection of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, transmuting and alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, transmutation, of alchemy. Bless us with confidence, with hope, with courage, with strength, as I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, bringer of truth. Call in your fiery energy. Awaken within us the desire for truth. Align us with the truth, with receiving it, embodying it. Bless us with confidence, with courage, with hope, purifying our physical and energy bodies. Illuminating our path forward today and every day, as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with the soul. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. As I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. As I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations, I call in our spirit guides and the angels and archangels who guide us. I call upon Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the Hathors, the Pleiadian frequencies for healing, for activation. I call in the energies of the Mercury retrograde, the energies of Virgo, Leo. Our star brothers and sisters, the Lyrans, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, and healing. As I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, the Ruha, the Kucha, allowing her golden rays to flow, emanating from the cosmic womb, from the void of creation, traveling through the various portals of the sun, through the galaxies, making her way through the portal of our sun, and then through the orbits of Mercury, of Venus, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha. Clearing away the veil between us and the divine, anywhere that we have anxiety or depression, anywhere that we don't have faith or have lost our faith. Allow this light space to become quiet and silent. Anywhere we held our tongue to keep the peace, allowing those patterns to be released, to be shed from our field. Allowing ourselves to strengthen our connection to our voice, to our communication, to the expression of our soul through our voice. Strengthening our ability to speak our truth in alignment with our heart, with the light, with our soul. Strengthening our ability to communicate effectively, efficiently, and lovingly. Clearing away any tension around our jaw, our throat, our shoulders. As we feel all of these upper sefirot increasing in their brightness, receiving more light, transmuting and alchemizing any dense energies, envision these two energies, this golden light that has been brought into the two sefirot of the Hesed Negevura, coming down and uniting in the space of the Tiferet. as we strengthen our connection to our body, to our creation, our creations, to the waters of the womb space. Merging with the waters of our Yesod, and as we breathe, envisioning the golden light of Shekhinah traveling down into the Malkut, into the root, and here in this space we will clear away fear, doubt, lack, scarcity, anywhere we do not feel we are enough, anywhere we don't feel that we are connected to our body, to the earth. Strengthening our connection to our physical vessel, the sacred vessel we have chosen for this incarnation. Grounding ourselves into the body and into the earth. Knowing that this is important. So we may manifest the seeds of our creation into the physical realm. So we clear the way, the lack, the limiting beliefs, the scarcity programs, the fear, the not feeling safe in this space of infinite expansion. Receiving the infinite light of the Shekhinah, we strengthen our sense of safety, of security. From the space of the womb, from the Yesod, envision an umbilical cord of golden light emerging from the waters of your womb space, traveling down through the Malkut, through your energy field, connecting you to the earth star chakra. The ley lines, the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Earth. And from the crust we travel downwards, down through the layers of rock and sand, through the aquifers, through the ley lines, vortices of the earth, through, down to the most ancient layers of earth, until your golden umbilical cord merges with the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia. Feel that energy of Pachamama, feel her safety, the abundance, the protection, the plethora of gifts as we feel our connection to Pachamama, to Mother Gaia, to her crystalline womb space, allow her to send her diamond white light. Allow it to rise. Thank you. and exhaling fully, bringing our awareness to our selves within the triple golden white flame of the heart space. In gratitude for all that we have received, allow yourself to expand beyond the cocoon of the triple golden white flame. Allow yourself to fill every organ, every muscle, bone, fiber, down to the marrow, to every skin cell, every hair on your head and body. Envision yourselves fully expanded, radiating this golden light from within. As we take a deep inhale, wiggle our fingers and our toes, and turn on our right side if that feels good, as we give ourselves some time to integrate. Giving thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, and Archangel Raphael. We thank you for the clarity, the wisdom, the focus. In gratitude to the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation. Archangel Gabriel, wisdom, the intuition, the healing, the emotional clarity. In gratitude to the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra, Archangel Uriel, we thank you for the illumination, for aligning us with truth. As we give thanks to the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, we thank you for the grounding, stability, safety, and protection. We bow our heads in reverence and gratitude to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels, to the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing, to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Mother Anna, Sarat Tamar, Divine Child of Yeshua, and Medium. To the energies of this Mercury in retrograde, of the full moon in Aquarius, the energies of this Leo lunar portal, to our star brothers and sisters, the Andromedans, Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love and light. We give thanks to ourselves, to the divine, to the Shekhinah, for this sacred space that we have shared. Take a deep inhale, exhaling, feeling fully in our body, all parts of our being in the present moment. Opening your eyes when you are ready. Powerful. That was beautiful. I thank you for honoring me with your energy and your presence in this sound activation. If you enjoyed this, as always, give this a like, a thumbs up, subscribe, share. Connect with me on the social media webs. We have Instagram at Aria Lara, AuraLara, and of course at Hold the Shekinah, HoldTheShekinah. I share videos and mantras and practices, all kinds of lovely things, on a much shorter version than this full sound activation that you can enjoy. Also on YouTube, I share more in-depth videos and gentler, smaller breakdowns of the energetic upgrades. And you can find me at Aria Lara there as well, AuraLara. I look forward to connecting with you. May this serve you today and always. And remember, you can always revisit this sound activation. And don't forget to tune in to the episode where I break down the energies of this Mercury retrograde. Have a blessed day of the goddess, and make sure that you ground, drink plenty of water, eat nourishing foods, pay attention to your dreams, journal. These activations do take a few days to fully integrate, so just allow yourself the space to feel whatever comes up, knowing that you are ready for it, and to transcend and transmute whatever it is that may come to your awareness during these times of heightened energy. Have a blessed day. Ahava.